Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. John Harrison's here. He's got letters on the front of his name and the back of his name. That means he's really important. he's an ordained minister, a certified financial planner. But the thing he's the most proud of, and his whole family is just so proud of him for being a member of my brain trust, right, John? That's the big deal, right?
Absolutely.
Also, the author of Making Mammon Serve You, a Biblical Manual for Money Mastery. He likes alliteration. And his new book is called Fighting Back. It's a novel, right, John?
That's true, yes.
So
it's my first novel, and a sequel is on the way.
All right, we'll look forward to hearing more about that. So, all right, John, let's talk about recently. I know one thing you want to talk about today is the way the younger generations look at their financial management, the way they think about consumption, the way they think about retirement. It's very interesting. It's called FIRE. I read an article about this in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend, Financial Independence, Retire Early. Tell us about this.
Yes, it's a growing thing. There's probably at this point some 500,000 millennials at least who subscribe to blogs and podcasts that guide them toward how to do this, retire at the age of 40 or 42, and they do it
by a combination of what?
That's one of the big questions. Some people's ambition is to bum around the country doing the Airbnb thing or stay with relatives. One of the key commonalities of people who are very interested.
So they're gonna bum around. Since most of them are gonna live to be 100, they're gonna bum around for 6 years.
That's the thing they're thinking. And you know, my big fear is number one, they're gonna be bored out of their minds. They're not going to have much in the way of friends because their friends will be working, and you know, but. What they're doing is they're literally saving 50 to 70% of their net pay and living like Ebenezer Scrooge in the meantime, you know, not spending any money. There's a famous scene in the 1951 version of Scrooge where the lead character is in a restaurant and he asks for an extra piece of bread. And the waiter says, it'll cost you a half penny more, sir. And he says, oh, no more bread. And, you know, he's a multimillionaire in 19th century terms, but he doesn't want to spend the money on a piece of bread. And that's kind of what you see some of these people who are really into the FIRE movement doing. You know, they're buying brown bananas for,
right.
You know, for pennies to make smoothies out of them. Their grocery budget is $70 a month. Really kind of hard to believe. But the risk that I see with this whole approach, there's two things I think people aren't thinking about. One is nobody is sure if their math is going to work.
Right.
Because they're making their financial projections based on this old rule of thumb for traditional retirement planning that says you can safely withdraw 4 to 4.5% of your nest egg every year and not run out of money. And that rule of thumb has been back tested over retirement periods of 20 and 30 years and mm-hmm. found that it generally works, particularly if you've got emergency cash on
right.
top of your nest egg.
Right.
But no one has back tested those for 40 and 50 and 60 year periods.
Right.
So it would really be a shame if someone ran out of money after not working for 40 years and, you know, don't have a way back in the labor force because they're irrelevant now. And they're old. So I don't know that the rule of thumb that they're counting on will actually mm-hmm. work all that well, and they won't know until they've tried it.
Well I think one thing that they're missing is fundamental to their plan. They think that retirement is some wonderful place to be. And I will tell you something, folks. It's not. I'm not retired yet. I'm going to work as long as I can. Because I like working, but even if you don't like working, being retired, especially at such a young age, I don't think that's – I just don't think that's healthy. It's not good for everybody else. And I'm not trying to be judgmental, but you and I both know people who've retired in their 60s, and they weren't happy.
Yes.
Even though they were financially okay, they weren't necessarily happy.
Yeah, the brain needs something to do. We all need social interaction, and we need challenges. And I like to challenge people in my own client base. You know, if you've accumulated enough to pay for your own retirement, great. Now how about directing your money purposefully to other things that you care about, making the world a better place?
Well, how about blessing others?
Part of our
reason for existing, including our work and whatever we have left over that we should all try to have, is to bless other people. And if you don't, you're just kind of a barnacle on the keel of humanity. Hold on to that thought. Right back with our good friend John Harrison after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.